Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I was chatting with Jason just before the broadcast, and here we are. Here we are. Thank you, Jason, for engineering. And we're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares, the original preparedness broadcast. Anything else is imitation. Kyle's with us in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. You know, you every single time I'm on with you, it always makes me smile. You have the most infectious laugh I've ever seen. You know,
well, yeah, I do.
It's a cross between we're going to have a blast and mischievous.
Yeah, well, and it's the last thing I do before I ignite because everything's going wrong. Let me give you an example, Kyle. So this morning, you know, I was just doing a little touch up on my homework, and here is an article that just made it today at 4 o'clock in the morning. So the United Kingdom is readying a new law mandating home electric vehicle chargers being shut down during peak hours, end quote. So what they're saying is that as electric vehicle owners are starting to, here's what the article says, as EV, electric vehicle owners, are starting to unfortunately learn, electricity to power your green vehicles has to come from somewhere. Huh. So this is a dose of reality that many electric vehicle owners in the UK could be facing next year. And if this law comes to pass, the proposal is to switch off home electric vehicle chargers during peak hours. Now, what does that mean? That means if you want to charge your electric car or vehicle between the hours of 8 in the morning to 11 in the morning, that's just, you know, when you wake up and just before noon, those hours, or from 4 o'clock in the afternoon to 10 o'clock in the evening, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., you're not going to be able to do it. Because the electric company is going to shut down your charging. Now, how could they possibly do that? How would they know what you're doing? Well, because of the massive amount of current that these electric vehicles draw when they're charging, the electric companies, the utility companies, will see, their computers will see, through your smart meter, that your electric consumption is spiked, and they will know that spike translates to an electric vehicle, and they'll shut you down. If your neighbors don't come over with their guns and aim them at you for using electricity in excess, because they can't watch television, because you're charging your electric vehicle and the grid can't support it all. So the bottom line here, we've been saying this, you know, I didn't want to start a war with some of our instructors, but maybe it's time we start a war. Electric vehicles make no sense for most people. I can't use an electric vehicle on the farm. I can't use an electric tractor if they did make one, because these electric vehicles, the battery bank has to be so big that the weight is enormous and you wouldn't be able to carry it around, which explains why a Tesla can go about 200 miles before it dies on the side of the road from running out of current in the battery. These things take about 100 kilowatts of electricity to charge them up. So people think that this electricity doesn't pollute. Well, it doesn't pollute so much while you're driving, but it sure does pollute at the energy generation source. You know, that coal-fired plant, that nuclear-powered plant, that natural gas plant, that fuel oil plant that generates electricity, they have smokestacks or heat exchangers, or they dump the radioactive waste someplace where they think no one's going to find it for 100 years when the containers leak and then pollute the groundwater or the ocean or the desert. Electric vehicles are not the answer. Reduction and efficiency are the answer. Reduce the amount of fuel that's used. Make the vehicles more efficient. That is the answer. And don't go on these junkets. Don't go wasting fuel. So what this really means is the United Kingdom's figured out that these electric vehicles are going to shut down their grid. It will overtax the grid. Let me explain it to you this way. You know those power lines that are in the air? You know, they're on, people call them telephone poles. Well, they're power poles / telephone poles. And the low wires, the ones that are lowest to the ground, closest to the ground, that are strung from power pole to power pole or telephone pole to telephone pole, whatever you want to call it, those are the telephone lines. The ones higher up in the air are the electric power lines. They just share the same poles in many cases. And the idea is, if the telephone guy has to fix a wire, it would be dangerous for him to climb over the power lines. So he doesn't have to, because he could get killed by these high voltage power lines run from telephone pole to telephone pole. So the telephone wires are the low ones, and then, like, you know, 10, 20 feet higher than that are the power line. Well, the power lines are just bare copper wire in most instances, bare copper. No insulation. And that's why they look kind of a greenish color. It's because of the, we'll call it the rusting, if you will, or the oxidation of the copper wires. Well, the reason that they're in free air is so they can be cooled off, because they get hot. They get hot because of the amount of current that goes through them. So the more current that runs through these wires, power pole to power pole, or telephone pole to telephone pole, the hotter they get. So to keep them cool, they run in free air rather than in conduit, in the ground. Kyle, any comments about that?
Yeah, and you know, those voltages, I mean, and they get hot, but the reality is they're not carrying a ton of amperage. Most distribution voltages are in the 7,200 to 12,450 volt range. And that's anywhere from usually 1.5 to 3 or 4 amps. But if you're carrying so much of a load for such a long period of time, it will heat up anything. But you're correct. That's exactly why they don't insulate those wires.
Yeah. So here's the bottom line, Glass. As your generally dumb neighbor gets an electric car, and then, you know, then his wife gets one because they're so cool, and their neighbors get them, the more of these things that are plugged into the grid, the faster the grid will be unable to deliver that amount of current. And it can't deliver the current under peak loads anyway. And how do I know this? Well, all you have to do is read the news. Like, in a real hot day, Texas, Arizona, they have rolling blackouts. They have brownouts. They say, you know, turn your air conditioners a little warmer, please, because, you know, we're having we're stressing the grid. What they're telling you is they don't have the current carrying capacity that their customers are demanding. So they're saying use less. They want you all to use less so that the grid doesn't overheat, catch fire, transformers catch fire from running too hot, etc. Or the circuit breakers trip and just shut down because it'll fail anyway. So the idea is shut it down before it breaks and then wait till the load gets a little lighter and then turn it back on. That's what they do. The other thing is we haven't built any power generation plants in decades. Why is that? Well, I think we're running out of fuel. I think we're running out of all kinds of fuels. That's just my belief. It's not infinite. The amount of fuel is not infinite. It's fixed. It's under the ground. And the low-hanging fruit we've already picked. You know, the Jed Clampett firing his musket or his hunting rifle and triggering a gusher in his field, those days are over. We have to drill deeper and deeper and deeper to get the oil out. And we're extracting oil from shale. Think about that. So we want to get oil out of a clay rock. It's pretty tough. It's really tough. So it takes more and more and more energy to get a gallon or a barrel of oil out of the ground than it ever has. All this being said, people are thinking that electric cars are going to have less smog, less pollution, etc. The bottom line is it's going to tax the grid. And then you're not going to be able to do the kind of things that you already do because your neighbors are going to use so much electricity because of their ignorance that you're not going to be able to run your television and charge your phone and do whatever else you normally do. Kyle, any comments about what we're doing with electricity, the extravagant use of it, etc., leaving lights on, all those things?
That kind of stuff is just amazing to me, Vince. You know, I think it becomes more acutely aware when you live off grid, because there's the old saying of people that live off grid and have for a long time, you live and die by the amp. And so you're very conscious of your power draw. If you have, you know, that's one of the reasons I like these LED lights. You know, you can have more light with less amperage that's coming out of your system. My entire system can run off of my battery bank, you know, with the sunlight that's coming. But at the same time, you know, if you try to run refrigerators and freezers, and I mean, you can do it, but they're not, and you're going to find out real quick that when you start learning about wattage, you know, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 watt inverters, you still have to have a reserve, you know, and if you don't have a reserve in a battery bank that can supply enough power for long enough to keep those things running, you're going to have to learn to adapt. And that's the problem with our people in this country. None of us, we have been raised in such opulence and such, I mean, nowhere in the history of mankind practically, Vince, you know this is better than me, but anywhere, nowhere in the history of mankind, I mean, the kings of old, you know, never lived as good as the average American, not even close. Never even, you know, none of our forefathers, none of our ancestors, none of these people lived as easy as we have now. And that's because of electricity. But now we've supposedly gotten so quote unquote smart that we're going to kill the goose that laid the golden egg, you know, trying to push everything into this zero emission, idea is insane. You're right. Electric vehicles, I've said forever, cannot and will not, is not sustainable.
We'll be right back with Kyle.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. And, Kyle, Mrs. Finelli and I used to enjoy watching a series on television. We'd get it across the internet. And it was called Escape to the Country. Escape to the Country. And this was a British daytime television series. It might be considered sort of like reality TV, which I have no idea what that means. But really what it wasn't idiotic. In some ways. And I'll tell you why we enjoyed watching it. But the idea behind this television series, and it was, I think, 2002 to 2006, and it was a BBC-type series. The idea was that there were buyers of properties or homes, and they wanted to leave London, usually. They wanted to leave London, England, and they would look for their dream home in rural United Kingdom. So they would look for houses and properties, and some would be on streams, and some would be farms, and some would be dilapidated and need to be fixed up. And the reason that Mrs. Finelli and I enjoyed watching it, because we got a chance to see how other people lived. We saw the houses in the city, like London, that people wanted to literally escape from, and it's called Escape to the Country. And we'd see the dream houses that they were going to move to. And actually, you know, some of them were kind of we'll call it cute. You know, their dream home in the country would be cute. However, every single one of them had so many drawbacks, and the buyers had no idea what the drawbacks were because they were being led by a realtor, for example. You know, look at this room and look at the color and look at the white walls and look at the view. Look at the view. Oh, look at this view and look at that view. And that's what sold these properties. But the thing that was so significant to me is I would say to Mrs. Fennelly, in each one of these houses, either in the city or in the country, wherever they showed the outside and you could see the power lines, they were thin. Thin power lines. And what does that mean, class? Thin power lines means that there is not a lot of current carrying capacity. That means that if you wanted to have a central air conditioner, forget it. If you wanted to have a electric hot water heater, forget it. There wasn't enough current carrying capacity in those properties delivered by the power pole outside the property to run central air conditioning, to run an electric hot water heater, to run the kind of things that we just take for granted here in the United States of America. So in Europe, they don't live the way we do. My mom traveled to Europe back in the 1970s. She went to visit Europe, and she said, when she came back, she said, you know, people buy, they shop every day. They go to the market every day and they get a loaf of bread and they get some meat and they don't have refrigerators. They don't have refrigerators. Should I say that a different way? A lot of them don't have refrigerators. And in some places they don't have toilets. So that facility would be a hole in the floor with some grab bars. No kidding. And this was in the 70s, so, you know, things have advanced a lot since then. But that's the way it was in the 70s. Now, in the 70s, almost every house in America had running water and a toilet, right? Kyle, any comments?
Right, Vince. I mean, I've thought about this many times in that, you know, the people that moved west, our ancestors that moved west, they didn't have air conditioning. They didn't have refrigeration, you know, they were just tough, you know, and only the tough survived. And the problem has become that because of all of these conveniences, and the luxuries and the pampering that has been made available to the people, the weak have survived and now the weak are running things. And I think that's a real problem. That's going to be the destruction of most, coming very shortly, I believe.
One of the things I wanted to ask Dr. Sheely yesterday is counseling. Dr. Sheely, and I did not ask him, but I wanted to. Dr. Sheely, are there certain groups of people who whine more? Are there certain groups of people who have... are in need of what they think is counseling? And why do I say that? Because on television shows, they would show people go to counseling. Really?
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Retailers around the country are warning Americans the supply chain crisis in America is not going to get any better anytime soon. Basic Fund CEO Jay Foreman on Fox News says shop now or regret later.
Start to put your Christmas list together and holiday list together early. Get those must-have things now because they definitely will be in short supply because we're seeing a shipping crisis like we've never seen before, and it's not going to get any better for the next 8 or 10 weeks.
President Biden assigned a task force by DOT Secretary Pete Buttigieg to find the problems. The secretary's focus is on Indigenous Peoples Day, as his tweets reveal. Two election workers in Fulton County, Georgia, have been fired after they were accused of shredding hundreds of voter registration applications. On Monday, Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is asking the Department of Justice to investigate. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Southwest Airlines is blaming weather for over 2,000 flights being canceled over the past few days, Casey Murray with the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association on Fox News says other airlines are not having the same issues Southwest Airlines is pitching.
Looking at the other airlines, as you just said, they didn't have the same issues. Whatever is causing the initial problem that is causing the domino effect, that's where the processes are failing. How our pilots are being reassigned, how our flight attendants are being reassigned, how they're having to cover trips. And that's where the failure occurs. And that's why the initial sort of problem that causes this cascades for Southwest to 3-4 days. I want to be clear. SWAPA is not anti-vaccine. What we haven't been able to do that all our peers have done, have been able to sit down, talk, and come to agreements that cover our pilots' medicals. Our pilots are required, along with their pilot's license, to have a medical certificate. And every 6 months we go in, we have a full battery of tests. And there's a lot of uncertainty, short-term, long-term, over the vaccine that we want our pilots to be covered for through long-term disability, loss of license insurance, all things that we cover to make sure that we continue our careers. And we haven't had the opportunity to sit down and speak with Southwest and come to agreement on how that's going to take place. All of our peers have. We see where their vaccination rates are.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, we're back. Kyle's with us. And on the phone, patiently waiting, Arjun, West Virginia. Welcome, Arjun.
Good morning, and thanks. Good morning, Kyle. I got for 3 pros, receptacle tester, and I also got a book, Complete Guide to Home Wiring Black and Decker. This book seems very simple, you know, like very simple read, and I will start reading it. I tested like all my plugs in the home. So almost all of them are incorrect. The correct light shows up in this high prong
Arjun, you're breaking up really badly. Can you get closer to a window that might help?
Okay. Is it better? Is it
yes.
Better?
Yes.
Okay, great. So the thing is, like, I have tested all the plugs in my house with this three-prong receptacle tester. And all of the plugs seem to be correct. There are three or four of them that say hot / neutral reverse. So for these guys, there are only three or four of them. Most of them are showing us correct in this
Okay, Arjun, you're breaking up again. But what I've heard, let me recap for the class what I think I heard. So you bought the Black & Decker book that I recommended, right? And you bought the tester to test the outlets, the receptacles, to see if they were wired properly. And that you found that the hot and neutral were reversed on two of the receptacles or outlets. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, yeah. Please continue, but speak more slowly, and maybe it won't break up so much.
Okay, so I was wondering, right now, before I read the book, do I have to take care of these few plugs or just not use them, which are hot / neutral reverse, not use them and just read the book first and
Okay. I have an answer for you, and I'm sure Kyle does as well. They may be slightly different, but let's bear in mind, Kyle, that Arjun is rehabbing a home from top to bottom, and he bought a home that is in need of a lot of work. And so that means plumbing, heating, electrical, roofing, siding, windows, doors, every mice, everything you can think of, he is faced with. So what I'm hearing between the lines, Arjun, is that you found that that book that I recommended is useful, and you found that that circuit tester is useful, and for probably around $10, you were able to get them both. Is that about right? Maybe $15 at the most?
Yes, just $10, 100%, yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so you learned about wiring. You have, and have you ever taken an outlet apart before? Have you ever unscrewed the cover and then pulled out one of those receptacles?
Not in this country, but previously I have tried that and I got shocked. So, my mom, is talking.
Okay. Well, in the United States, those circuits are going to be 120 volts for normal wall outlets. And in Europe, and I'm not sure about India, but they might be 240 volts. So if you got shocked there, it won't be quite as bad getting shocked here. But we don't want you to get shocked anyway. So here's what you can do. I'd love to hear Kyle's response as well. The bottom line is, if you don't have to use those outlets, you can leave them the way they are for a short time, okay? But don't use them because they're wired backwards. There are three, for the class's benefit, there are three wires on every receptacle that's 120 volts wired in the United States, typically. There may be four wires on special receptacles, but typically there are three for household use. One of them is a ground wire, and it's bare copper. Another one is white, and that's called the neutral wire, and or the common. And the other wire, the third one, is black, and that's the hot wire. So what you have found out is the black and white wires are reversed. Now, on a receptacle, black goes to the brass screw. The screws on one side of the receptacle are brass. The screws on the other side are kind of a chrome-colored or a nickel-plated color, kind of a silvery color. So black, brass, they both begin with B. That's how you can remember that the black wire goes to the brass screws. That's the easiest way to do it. The white wire goes to the silver-colored screws, and the ground wire goes to the green screws. So you just have the black and white wires reversed. So all you have to do is plug in that circuit tester, that little module that you plug in that has three lights, three neon lights, and you have the ones indicating that the hot and neutral are reversed. So you plug that in and you make sure the lights light up. Then you go to your electrical service panel, your breaker panel, and you shut off the breaker that corresponds to that outlet. And you'll know that you got it because those lights will go out on that little tester. Then you can simply reverse the black and white wires. Now you can leave it if you don't use it, and it'll be okay. You won't get shocked if you don't use it. I believe that is the case. Kyle, your thoughts. Are there any downstream concerns that you have?
Yeah. You want to make sure, like Vince said, that breaker is off. And when you pull that receptacle out, Arjun, make sure if the wires underneath that particular receptacle are kind of a gray-looking color, then they're very old. And if you're dealing with really old receptacles, there is a chance you might not even have a ground wire in there. In which case, you know, I don't know if you've got the tester that plugs in with three holes, then obviously you've got one that the receptacle requires a ground. But I have actually seen, actually many times, that in old houses, sometimes they didn't even run a ground wire. So all you had was your neutral and your hot, and to have them reversed, that would mean if that wiring is really old, if it does not have a ground wire. So you would reverse those correctly back to, like Ben said, the correct side, but make sure if they are really corroded up and you have enough room to be able to strip off new wire and replace that receptacle, especially if there's corrosion underneath those screws. The one receptacle that is closest to the panel, do that one first once you've got the power off. And then if you replace that receptacle, or you swap the wires and keep the receptacle, if the connections look good, then put it back together. And then go turn the power back on. Make sure that one is okay. And then check the one that's further away from the panel to make sure that they just didn't. The second one didn't pick up on the reversal of the first one because they're wired in a series. Personally, Vince, I couldn't catch about 97% of what Arjun was saying. So yeah, I'm glad you're recapping it, but that's my suggestions so far.
All right, Arjun, here are a couple other little tips, and class, this applies to everyone who tries this. First of all, you want to make sure that the circuit breaker is powered off for that particular circuit. And that circuit would be a string of outlets. It could include an overhead light, depending on how the electrician wired it or the person wired it. The tester I'm talking about is three neon lights in something about the size of, like a pulse oximeter, about that size. You know, one of those things that you put on your finger to read your heart rate and oxygenation rate, that size. Typically maybe 1 1/4 inches wide by maybe 2 inches deep and maybe 1 1/2 inches thick. And it has three prongs that you plug into a standard grounded receptacle. You plug that in, and there's a key that tells you which lights mean what. So if three lights are on, it tells you one thing. If two lights are on, it tells you, you know, something else. If none of the lights are on, it tells you the circuit's, you know, not operational. So the combination of the three lights will tell you whether the circuit's wired properly, backwards, missing a ground, etc. And what Arjun found out was that the black and white wires were reversed. And that was a great, great way of testing. So for $10, Arjun was able to buy that little tester plus the book, The Black & Decker Complete Guide to Home Wiring. And you can buy them on eBay right now. I haven't checked this very second. But typically, they're like $5 shipped for the book. And it's like, you know, a couple hundred page book. with lots of pictures, and it's the one that I use, and the one I used when we were building our house. So, the bottom line, Arjun, is you can leave it alone right now. But I suggest you fix it. And here's what I did. At the time, Lowe's, the store, you might have a Lowe's, L-O-W-E-S, near you. They have an electrical department that I think is the best, or they used to. You know, compare Lowe's to Home Depot to Menards. I think Lowe's had the best electrical department. And they had a brand of electrical devices like switches and receptacles, etc., that were made by a company called Cooper. C-O-O-P-E-R. Well, they've been renamed Eaton, E-A-T-O-N, but it's the same product. And I think, in my opinion, going across all the products that you can get for the home that are electrically, you know, electrical-type products, I like them the best value. So I like the way they look. I like the way the screws work. I like the construction. I like everything about them. And I've never had a failure with one. So I bought at Lowe's, and this was 15 years ago, so the price has probably gone up, a 10-pack, which they called a contractor's pack, of electrical receptacles. And I suggest you do this. Buy a 10-pack, because you're going to need them. Pick the color you want, whether you want the brown ones or the white ones or the, you know, the ivory color. You pick the color you want, and they're all the same. It's just the color. It's just a style difference. Other than that, they're the same in terms of the internal construction. The 10-pack was $3.47. So that meant each receptacle was, you know, 35 cents a piece in a 10-pack. And I suggest you get 10 because you're going to need 10. And it'll save you some money because you buy one of them, it's probably going to be $3 for one of them. So you get that they're 15-amp rated. They are not what's called spec grade. So they're not the highest current carrying capacity, but they're ideal for most uses. Now there's a higher grade called spec, SPEC, and they are typically 20 amp current carrying capacity. Now you might want to put one of those in the kitchen for, you know, your electric coffee maker or microwave oven or something like that. But you can use the ones that I recommended, the 10 pack for $3.47. You can really use them for everything. If you'll hold, I'm sure Kyle has some comments about wiring. He's the electrician. I'm just the farmer, and he's the expert. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us in Montana. Arjun called in. One last thing I want to mention, Arjun, and that is when you put a wire onto a receptacle, use the screws. Many receptacles have these push-in features where you can just have strip the wire, and there's a strip gauge built into the receptacle. It's shown in the plastic of the receptacle and say strip the wire this length. Okay, and so if the wire is straight, you just push it into the back of the receptacle. Don't do it. Let me say it a different way. Don't do it. It's a really poor idea, and there's a great failure rate when over time. These they're just spring connections. They're not as good as the screw connection. So when you put your wire on the screw, it has to be stripped the right length, and then you bend the wire with needle nose pliers so that it forms like a hook almost. And you want that to bend around the threads of the screw, going in the same direction as you're tightening the screw. Okay. Otherwise, the wire will start to come off. So you bend it in a clockwise direction, and you put it under the screw, and you tighten it tightly. Make sure you don't stab yourself with the screwdriver as you tighten it. It has to be tight. And you do that with all three, the black, the white, and the copper wire. The other thing I wanted to mention is that I found those receptacles. They've gotten a little bit more expensive, but not much. They are now $4.89 for a 10-pack. And I sent you a link to that during the commercial break, Arjun. So I have your email address, and I sent you a link. At Lowe's, they're made by Eaton, E-A-T-O-N, and I consider them the best value in receptacles. That's my opinion. There are other brands, Hubble, Eagle. There are a lot of other brands, Leviton. I just happen to like these the best. That's just my personal preference. Kyle, your thoughts?
Well, I got a couple of thoughts for you, Arjun, and this is really important. So on a new code with this, you've got to have one separate circuit for a microwave, one for a refrigerator. Each one of those has got to have its own circuit. Vince was mentioning replacing one of these receptacles with a 20-amp receptacle. remember this, that the circuit stream, the amount of, say it's got, let's just pick a number for right now. Let's say it's got 5 or 6 receptacles on this one circuit. And you know that this, you go to your panel and you look in there and the breaker that is on that circuit is 15 amps. Do not think that you can buy a 20 amp receptacle, stick it on that circuit and expect to pull 20 amps out of that receptacle, because you're completely, totally limited by the breaker and the wire size. And the reason that they put a 15-amp breaker on that particular wire is because that's the size wire that is meant to handle 15 amps, not 20. The one thing I'm really concerned about here is that you're going to overload your circuits with things that with too many. If you have a way to, and your sheetrock is off and things like that, so you can add circuits and add receptacles, you can do that. Look at that book very carefully and read up on that, and make sure you understand the diagrams that they're explaining. Go ahead, Vince. I can, or who is it, Arjun talking?
I was just agreeing with you, I understand that. I will start reading of the book. I was just agreeing with you,
Okay,
class. So,
I just don't want you to, you don't want to overload your circuits. And if you've got, if you're going to have a dehydrator in your, in a room or somewhere in the line, run a special circuit for it as well. They don't say anything about that, but they pull a lot. I have seen houses where they put the microwave. It's an older house, an old microwave and a dehydrator. And if you have the dehydrator running in this house and you try to run the microwave at the same time, it'll trip the circuit. So I just want you to, and I agree with Vince, Eaton makes some of the best there is. I like their breakers. I like their receptacles. I like Levitron as well. I've had really good luck with them. But Eaton is a good solid source constantly that just don't seem to change. They always make good. They have, up to this point, I should say, they have always made really good products.
You know, Kyle, I bought a 10-pack of, I was making an AB kind of a switch for our solar panel to switch circuits from solar to grid. And, you know, when I wanted to conserve the battery bank during the day, and I was concerned that we wouldn't have enough sun for overnight use, I could switch circuits to the grid just by flipping a switch, a three-way switch. And I bought 10 of them, and I felt that they were a little more gritty than I liked. So I called Eaton up, and they said, "Wow, how about if we send you, you know, a new 10-pack?" And they did, based on me just calling them and saying I wasn't really happy with them. I was happy with everything else they bought except this one 10-pack.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.